welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for showing up in this moment and connecting to the alchemy of food in our roots. We are going to do an exploration through self, soil, and society as it relates to our inspirations today, which are the grapefruit, avocados. In addition, we're going to connect to the combinations of food that can assist us in our well-being and the gift of water and how this might be that remedy to assist in repairing our disconnect from ourselves, our soil, and society. We are also so fortunate to be bathed with the sounds of Tara Rose and Tina Malia today. And why don't we just ground right now, pun intended, into this segment and listen to a little Tara Rose with the song Sono Troppo Innocente. And as you listen to this piece, if you can just allow yourself to receive it in a way that is coming from just openness, allow it to connect to your right and left hemisphere, to your heart and your imagination. And when we come back, we'll start by exploring a few fun facts and then dive into the grapefruit. By Tara Rose, and I hope that you were able just to connect to your roots and take a little travel with your mind's eye and your heart and your imagination. So as mentioned, these segments are really meant to educate those connecting to a little bit of information, guide them to reconnecting, to listening to themselves. The other day I was offered something, and we spend so much time in trend eating, and really it was so simple. This planet was designed in a way that plants grew in regions of the world, and those people that lived in those regions of the world were gifted with these plants, both medicinal, fruit, vegetables, leaves, trees, all these different things to provide food, water, and shelter. And miraculously enough, those fruits and vegetables and other resources were specifically designed for their biologies, for those people that were living in that region of the world. And it was quite simple. All they had to do was gather from their surroundings. There wasn't thinking, oh, I need some maca from Peru. Now, it's beautiful that we get to have this knowledge of all of these foods from all over the world. That's really exciting, because then we have an understanding of our global tribe, right? We know our neighbors now, which is really exciting. However, there is this aspect of being able to really harmonize with your location. So it's going to be really interesting to see as we continue to transform, evolve, and metamorphose into the next, what occurs. So right now, as you find your way back to what that means, food means to you, and how you want to engage with it, I really encourage you to start listening to yourself and really tune in to what you need in a moment. And where this is super beneficial is if you're out of balance in your life, then you can utilize food to bring you back into balance. So I have been able to interview some people lately, and I'm going to be on a segment next weekend where people have actually healed themselves completely through eating the right foods, actually retiring from food and being on liquid cleanses, and then coming back to a regular diet. All of these things are possible when we listen, and then we can really determine where we're to go next with that information. So what we're going to look at today is the grapefruit, and this grapefruit is right now abundant and in season where I am at. And again, reminding you all, if you can, eat what's in season within your local community. And the grapefruit is sweet and sour in flavor, and it helps with digestion, and it actually will increase your appetite during pregnancy. What's really wonderful is it will quench your thirst, and if you go to the jungle, you can use grapefruit extract to help with the tummy if you have to get used to the tropical fruits and some of the other things that go along with being in the jungle. This is another great illustration that your biology has to adjust to different organisms, and your intestines may not be ready to do that or completely designed to do that. So this grapefruit offers a lot of beautiful supplements for us to assist. It'll help alleviate intestinal gas, pain, swelling, and it will also help resolve mucus conditions in the lung, and can treat lung congestion and coughs and any signs of cold. The activity in the peel, which also with orange, the orange peels aid in digestion. You can nibble on the peel, you can eat some of the peel. There's a lot of powerful components to the peel. The bioflavin activity in the peel, in conjunction with its vitamin C, is useful for strengthening the gums, the arteries, and circulation in general. So it's very regenerative, and if you ever bite into like a little tangerine, or they call them, I think, tangelos, if you bite into that, you'll feel the oils, and it's really a yummy experience, and it actually balances the acid part of the orange or the tangelo or tangerine. So think about it. if you would like to just sit and look at that grapefruit and wonder, wow, what can I do with this? So many of you are noticing or maybe been accustomed to having orange juice or other citrus fruits throughout your life and maybe haven't explored the grapefruit. It's a wonderful, wonderful food that can aid in so many different things. Now, the most interesting part of this is that, again, it has a season. So to think about when it arrives and how it can help you, and being that it helps with digestion, and here we are in North American continent in the spring, it can help cleanse that digestive tract too and bring everything into harmony. Now, what I wanted to share a little bit about was that oftentimes people forget, and especially with food trends the way they are, that people like to create their own recipes and be known for the recipes, and that's great. It's fun. I have lots of cookbooks because I love cooking and I love exploring and creating my own recipes too. And what I encourage people to do is, one, and tune into your own body, what you're craving, what you need. Listen to your body. Don't listen to mass media. The next thing I encourage you to do is listen to the fruits and the veggies, and if you eat animal products, the animals. Listen to what they like to go with, what they want to play with. So imagine if you like to play hockey, but I put you in a room to play around with a bunch of ballerinas. You may not enjoy that much. You might be wanting to skate around on the ice and hit that puck and enjoy that experience versus maybe twirling around in your toe shoes. So the same thing goes with the plant kingdom. They have friends, and similar to how I explained in the beginning of this segment, the world system is designed so beautifully. Everything was growing where it was supposed to, was in harmony with its climate, and now because we've become a little bit gluttonous, or a lot gluttonous, we want to have what we need wherever we are. And part of this is necessary, I must say, because people have migrated all over the world, and your biology does need foods from different locations. So we will see, as I mentioned, how we'll metamorphose. But to keep it simple for right now, we're going to talk about the combinations. And this recipe is real simple, and it's a fun thing to do, and you can play around with it a little bit. So you have this beautiful grapefruit, and it really likes to hang out with avocados. And guess what? Both of those are in season in California right now. Now, you can also utilize with that a little apple, which isn't completely in season here. Finally, some organic apples came, but they usually are more of a fall food. So you could, what's in season right now are apricots. So you can mix a little grapefruit, avocado, a little bit of apricots, and then you can do a dried fig or a fresh fig or a dried date or a fresh date. And that's just a little bit. So you'll have all this grapefruit proportionally, like a big handful of grapefruit, a full avocado. Then you're going to take maybe a third of a pear, or a plum is coming in season soon, apricot, peach is coming in, you can mix that in there with it, and then a little bit of fig, a little bit of date, one or the other, just that sweet fruit. So with this, you're going to have your fat, your acidic fruit, your subacidic fruit, and then your sweet fruit. The combination of these together are really happy. And then with that, you can add a little coconut, and if you'd like, you can even add a little bit of seeds to that. If you add those seeds, you might want to do a base of green leafy vegetables. You can do just lettuces, or you could do celery in there. That's another one that will aid in the digestion. So in this book, Paul Pitchford's Healing with Whole Foods, he brings up a great reminder, is because we've gone to such a packaged food society where people go and get things already made for them because they don't want to take time to make their own bread, that oftentimes if you have food allergies with certain things, that they will take the allergy away. And if you take, for instance, tomatoes and add a lot of green leafy lettuces to it, you will be able to digest that because it has a support system. So he'll break it down, and you can look at the food combining. Again, this is very similar to Ayurveda. It's mixing things together to bring yourself in harmony. if you start to attune yourself when you're cooking in the kitchen, you'll be like, oh, wow, Mr. Grapefruit, you want to hang out with the apple today, or you want to hang out with the pear or the mango, and you play around with it, and then you realize, wow. And when I prepared these salads for people, people just devour them because their body is going, oh, thank goodness I can finally have something that I need, and their body's craving that balancing. He will mention in here that lettuce and celery combine well with foods, and if you are super allergic, these are two beautiful friends to keep close by, are the celery and the lettuce, and lime is another great one. So I'll repeat this again. Get an avocado if they're local and in the area, and if not and you have them there, eat them, because we don't want them to go to waste if they're in your local grocer. Organic, please. Grapefruit. And then find either an apple, you could do berries, those are in season right now, pear, apricot, mango, plum, papaya. We're starting to see some other things that seem a little bit more like summer fruit. Mix those together, then get a little dried fig or a little dried apricot. And if you're dried date. So avocado, grapefruit, that fruit of choice, and then a little bit of fig or date, and then coconut sprinkling on top and some lettuce on the bottom and some sunflower seeds. The sunflower seeds are great for removing heavy metals from your body, detoxification. Blend it all up and yum. And you can place a little bit of Himalayan sea salt on the top. Again, that'll bring out the flavors and activate the food for you to enjoy. So there you go, a fun way to play with some food in your kitchen. I also wanted to share with you a couple food facts. And before I do that, why don't we just take a pause and we'll listen to Tina Malia, Serendipity. You can welcome in some serendipity into your life. And then we're going to come back and we'll connect to a little food facts, water, and how we can assist in repairing the disconnect. just connecting back to here, and thank you for that beautiful song by Tina Malia and serendipity, one of my favorite words. When we open ourselves to listening and being in the present and seeing where we're taken to next, we can really start to understand what is being offered to us. And this is how we can choose to relate to ourselves, the soil, the food, everything that was provided around us, and our community, our society, our tribe. And sometimes it takes a little bit of an exploration and adventure to see what's going to unfold next. So what I found really amazing this morning, I was going to deliver some sound to a family friend's mother, and on the billboard of all places, I see Ralph's, and that's a supermarket here in Southern California for people that don't know what that means. And it says, since 1873, local and organic. So, well, I was like, wow, back in 1873, we didn't have to worry about any of this stuff. Everything was clean, clean food. There weren't pesticides. There weren't genetically modified foods. And here I was celebrating Ralph's, and I want to call him out, that while I unfortunately don't shop at these stores, I am applauding you for remembering your roots, and hopefully we can migrate closer and closer back to local and organic. So a big thumbs up for those grocers that have been committed to providing people with sustenance, and may we continue to move back to clean foods. We don't have to make them complex, just simple clean foods. And another aspect of today's segment is relating to water. When I was on one of my trips out to Hopi, and we were in the cornfields, and as I've been working with my crops this season, the Hopi plants are created and held in a way that they grow only on rainwater. So they're located in a very arid region of the world. And when you see these big, beautiful green stalks of corn coming up out of the earth, and melons and different plants, and it's hard soil all around, it tends to blow your mind a little. And we are so disconnected from realizing that we can actually be in harmony in that way, and that key is the water. That link is the water, that relationship with the water. There was a beautiful song that I featured last night in a segment with Moore, and he's aka Random Rap. He had a powerful experience with a whale, and that was the communication, that we're water. There's also a beautiful gentleman that does a series out of Suspicious Observers, and it's space weather to earth weather, and he has a whole series on star water and how much water exists on all these other planets and within us and on our planet, yet we have lost our relationship. So when I look at science and where we're at and our current state of affairs, I don't know why that word wouldn't come out, to me the link is water, because we are that. Our planet is so much water, so we can't really dispute that, even though part of it is ocean. There's a reason for that. And if you think about that for a moment, and how you could bring a little bit more reverence into that element in your daily life, how you can hold it as sacred. The indigenous on North American continent will do water runs and show it this reverence. That water is also the element of the womb. That's where we come into our next. And it is the governing body of the sacral, which is this creative energy. It's a slightly distorted here on planet Earth right now because there's so much emphasis on sexual energy. However, I would, at some point, we'll have a long discussion about that. It doesn't mean that you can't abide in that. However, there's a distortion there and a manipulation there. So if you just go for how can I bring sacredness, even if you want to bring it into that aspect of your life, please do. How can I bring sacredness into every aspect that's connected to water? So that would be your creative energy, your sexual energy, the water that you put into your body, the water that you rely on to come to you. How can you show reverence, even if you have a dialogue or a belief system about that water? How can you hold it in your heart center and hold it sacred? And how can you, for this brief moment, think about repairing that disconnect? The first part might be holding it sacred. The second part might take some contemplation and meditation to regain a perspective. Since we're really far away from being a Hopi, where we grow from the earth, because we pray, because we meditate, because we commune with the unseen, how can we get back there? Do you want to get back there? So take a while to have a little talk with some water and see what happens when you do. And I hope that you'll take some time to explore the avocado, the grapefruit, your little accent fruits, some coconut, some seeds and lettuce, and see how you like it. Report back to me. This is fun to have this conversation and create a feedback loop. You can feel free to email me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. And until next time, this is she signing out with a full heart, a big smile, bright eyes, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Oblivion, was it?